The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We are broadcasting live out of sunny Orlando, Florida. And let me tell you what, friends, it is a hot, hot day, which I think I rather like. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit better than leaving Minnesota, which for the last 3 days that we were there before we departed for here, it was blizzardy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really blizzardy, man. It was really cold and blizzardy.
I talked to one of our folks that follow us in North Dakota this morning. They said there's a storm there.
Well, it's cold in the Dakotas. I mean, because it's flatland. It's got prairies, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you get out there, it is cold. It's magnified because there's nothing stopping the wind blowing all over your...
Blow right through you.
Unprotected flesh. So anyways, friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check out our Facebook page, you could do that as well and like us if you would. It's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you'd like to go to my fan page, you could, and I'd appreciate it if you do. That's Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1. Again, friends, I am sorry that the phone lines are inaccessible. Today we are going to have, what is he, a senator or a congressman?
Congressman Trager.
And he's a prosecutor, isn't he? Yeah, he's got the attitude, and I like that. We got Mr. Gowdy with us today, and I'm excited to hear that. I will be vacating the last 15 minutes, the last segment of the show, due to the fact that we are out on the road right now, and I got to protect the flock. Do you like that?
I did. That was really good. That's exactly right.
Somebody has to do it.
If you wouldn't, you'd be derelict of duty.
What we're going to be talking about today is terror returns, friends. The propagandists, the spin doctors are at it again. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in your country again. And what we need to do is we need to reflect upon history to see that, folks, dictators always used terror as a political tool to bring about the end and the means that they want to bring forth through the terror. And in America, we don't need to look any further than the obvious as to what's going on in our country, how we're being inundated. And after September 11th, you'd think things would have got better if it was really about terrorism. But right after September 11th, you know, it was interesting how the president, George W. Bush at that time, was actually passing through the Unpatriot Act, it's called the Patriot Act, at 3:30 in the morning, where nobody had time to read the bill. And when you read the Patriot Act, friends, you'll find that it's the act of tyranny. And so again, what we see here coming out of the hotel rooms today on the USA Today, terror returns. Which only shows you folks that they are not doing their job, or they are doing their job. Yep. So we'll be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Folks, this is the radio show where you know we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Well, it's for reasons like Ron, who gave us great jobs, started the podcast on my walks and stuff. And then he says, awesome. Because
he
knows
running at the end of those walks?
I don't know.
That's usually how it starts out.
You'd like walk, and then all of a sudden when you get your blood going after listening to the show, and you say, man, I got to do something, you start running like Rocky, man.
Rocky.
It's a terrible place to be when your brain's...
You know who Rocky is, don't you?
Brocky?
Brocky.
I'm familiar with him.
It's Rocky's brother.
That's right.
Yeah.
And boy, does he throw blows.
Yes, he do.
As a matter of fact, you can see on Facebook, last night we did a program at the Villages. Bradley was speaking there. The Villages in Florida. I think it's the largest retirement community here in the country.
100,000 people.
Woo!
It's almost like a very wealthy commune.
Yep.
And so I get there, and I'm saying to myself, I walk in, there's a ballroom setting. The whole setting was like, it was in the 40s, friends.
Yeah.
And as I walked in, it was like I was watching It's a Wonderful Life. That was the music that they were playing.
Yeah.
And I looked around, and I seen nothing but blue hairs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, this is like the 40s, and these people weren't playing.
That's right. They wasn't. You know what? As a matter of fact, that was a lot of the responses that were given when you were talking, these veterans there. And you can see pictures. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Tons of pictures we posted. Also, yesterday's live radio, we've got a video of that uploading as well.
But and Jake liked a picture of himself, too, friends. You can check that out as well.
Exactly,
you know he liked it because he said, Bradley, what do you think of this one?
What do you think of this one? Well, is there any other ones? No, just this one. Everybody in that crowd, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of the veterans in the crowd said at one point when, Bradley, you were talking about, you guys have done your job, speaking of the veterans, they stood up and said, well, we still got more to do.
One did.
Exactly.
I heard him loud and clear.
So here you have that community there again in the Villages. The response was phenomenal. One of the leaders came up afterwards and said, this was so powerful, we appreciate it. They're also going to be joining us at the Liberty Awakening, which I want to put one more plug into. That's this Friday and Saturday. Bradley will be speaking in Oniendo, Florida.
You know what's interesting is during my talk, I noticed there were some foreign people there, and they were amening, literally, with their actions, their eyes. They were engaged because they know what America has.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because they didn't have it where they were. That's why they came here, America. And let me tell you something, friends. The world awaits your response to stand up and ignite the flames of freedom, friends, that we have. Mm-hmm. And sad to say, I had to say as well in the same sentence, when I noticed these foreigners, these people do realize what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Do the American people realize what we have been given?
Right.
Is it going to get to the point, America, where you have to lose it before you actually understand what you have?
Yeah.
And I know that that's not, of course, that does not fall to the lot of the Sons of Liberty listeners.
Those that are doing.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, a couple more comments here. Last night we were live tweeting, and you can always follow us when we do events, folks. We're live tweeting. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. That means we fight for what the veterans fought, bled, and died for, said Bradley last night. Russ Emily commented, as a vet, I agree. They are taking all the benefits away, and our fighting soldiers are dying and getting nothing, and I mean nothing in return. Something needs to change.
And we see this. This administration is attacking our veterans and our military. Friends, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about how terror returns conveniently. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect.
Amen.
And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing. And I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake live from Orlando, Florida. Sunny Orlando, Florida. Folks, got up this morning, looked down, USA Today and the little spin doctors themselves, the propagandists. Terror returns. I mean, when you look at this paper, it's almost like they were, I don't know if it's just me or not, but man, it's almost like they were ready for all this. I mean, really, look at it. It's just page after page. I mean, they wrote a book in it that quick. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of reminds me of September 11th. For those that don't remember, I mean, right after the terror attack, I mean, there's 50 guys rounded up.
Yep.
Within a day. They knew everybody. They knew who was responsible for it and everything.
Yep.
Until you talk to those 50 guys, of course. And then the first thing we see is we're under attack by our governments. And then the question is you have to ask your question, what's going on? Because that's all we have to simply do is reflect history.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, case in point, folks, food for thought. This is a food for thought show. Just dropping facts on you. Do you remember the German chancellor right after September 11th? I'm looking at my crew right now. Do you remember the German chancellor said that Hitler would be proud of George W. Bush after September 11th? She had to apologize. Well, what was she saying?
A little telling.
Well, I don't know. I mean, why would he do that? I mean,
look what's been put into play.
Oh, what into play? Put into play. What has it been? It's been nothing but give up this right and give up that right and give. Well, then you got to ask the question: who committed the act of terror? Mm-hmm. Because we know David Rockefeller said that they were looking for the right crisis to establish a new world order. As a matter of fact, one senator after September 11th, food for thought, friends, said this could be a perfect opportunity for George W. Bush to bring in a new world order that his daddy talked about over 212 times from the presidential pulpit. Now, call me crazy, friends, but is this a little suspicious all the way around? Event after event after event after event that has taken place. Why is the government asking for you to give up your rights? Food for thought. One more point, and I'll give it over to you, Jake. Who does terror work for, Jake?
That's right.
I mean, why did Joseph Stalin use terror And then we had Condoleezza Rice actually reaffirm why he used terror was only to bring in, to use it as a political battering ram to bring in his regime and his order. Why do the people always lose when these attacks are committed, friends?
Who's the terror directed at? The terror is always directed at the terrorists? No. Our enemies? No. It would be directed at the American people. If you look at this point, this time frame that we're in right now. Now, Bush had the Patriot Act. He had to do that because there was a need, an excuse to pull away more Americans' rights. At that particular time, we'd safeguarded a lot of those
rights.
That's
all they did.
So now let's just hypothetically give a situation.
Food for thought.
All of a sudden, the president decides, hey, so-and-so, I think, is the one accused or is the one who has committed this act of terror. He happens to be an American citizen. Well, now, what kind of authority has Congress just turned their eye, or Senate, turned their eyes on and given to the president? There doesn't need to be a trial anymore. See, Bush had to have that with those terrorists. And we had that little island off the coast of
Guantanamo Bay.
And now all of a sudden, terrorists had rights.
Yeah.
But now the American citizens don't have rights. So
right,
what could potentially happen to
this? Let's go back a little bit. September 11th, too, friends. You got to keep in mind there was an Islamic radical threat.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that Islamic radical threat? Now you have an administration that is playing up to all the Islamic terrorists, namely the Muslim Brotherhood, mm-hmm. in the United States, celebrating Ramadan, arming America's sworn enemies, those that supposedly attacked us on September 11th. Now the DHS has pinpointed their terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Who did they call the terrorists?
And the letter.
The Patriot, the Tea Partiers, the gun owners, the pro-lifers, the preachers, the Christians. Mm-hmm. But wait a second, they aren't the ones that committed the crime.
That's right.
Oh, folks, reflect upon history with me, would you? Because Hitler did the exact same thing. When he wanted to start a war, guess what he did? He had to attack his own Reichstag.
Yep.
Everybody said, no way, that is crazy, that's way out there. Man, I can't even believe you said that. 80 million people were duped by this little man with a freaky mustache, friends. And they didn't figure out what was wrong until 12 million people, 6 million of their own people in Germany, killed and murdered by this dictator that nobody took serious, by the way. Less than 3% of the population took Hitler serious. And then once Hitler got into power, he started to kill off all of his opposition from within.
That's right.
Oh, but Bradley, that could never happen. Well, after he attacked his own Reichstag, what did he do? He went after the Poles. He started a war. Then guess what he did, friends? Just like Joseph Stalin, just like any other dictator, they begin to polarize the people they want to get rid of. They create the enemy, and then they bring in the new order, which just happens to be their order. America, you have so much light. You have so much history. Namely, the Bible, the Word of God. God said to the people that would not keep His commandments, His judgments, or His statutes, He said in Leviticus 26, I will appoint terror over you. And if you will not listen to me for this, then I'll do this. And then He brings it into stages. When I see this kind of stuff happening, to me, it's so easy to see. When you do your homework and you know it, just a little bit of history, friends, it's not hard to figure out what's going on behind the scenes. Why is the government standing there after each atrocity committed? And they're right, listen, they're Johnny on the spot to ask you or to attack another one of your rights, friends. Who's behind it? Terror doesn't work for the people lose. Terror always works for those that are implementing or perpetuating the crime and the new order that they want. It's the Hegelian dialectic is really what it comes down to.
It's the process.
Folks, the top five signs of false flag terror attacks. Horrific images are overused by the media to shock the public. Is that what's going on right now? Of course it is, friends. And it's like the state-run media knew something. Food for thought. Number two, drills of a similar attack occur the same day in the same area. Why were they having rehearsals and drills prior to the marathon, friends? Why were certain portions of the marathon cut off? Food for thought. Three, eyewitness accounts do not match the official story. It never does. What happened to Benghazi, friends? What happened to September 11th? What happened to the eyewitnesses, friends, that knew too much? All of a sudden, they disappeared. Number four, conflicting evidence is not repeated by the media. Never. They just go with the narrative that this administration gives to them. Folks, that isn't America. That is a totalitarian system. Number five, use as an excuse to curtail rights or start another war. Now, let me ask you something, friends. This administration has said nothing about pulling down the accusations against the Christians or the patriots, the gun owners, the pro-lifers, so on and so forth. I can run down a whole list for you, friends. But the bottom line is this. Who are they attacking? Anybody that believes that we are Americans. Anybody believes that we are patriots. That we are Christians. That they're constitutionalists. The state-run media demonizes them.
Yep.
Folks, and then what happens is the American people have the audacity to listen to the Chris Matthews of the world and listen to how he's attacking the right away. How come President Barack Hussein Obama, how come he doesn't say anything about what those guys are saying? Because it goes along with the narrative. Because, friends, if you are an American, you are the enemy. You need to understand that. We'll see in the days to come as to what the fallout will be and what this administration attacks next. I mean, friends, let me just take you back. Let's go back to Benghazi. Let's go back to Fast and Furious. Listen carefully. Let this go down into your ears, my friends. This administration wanted to bring forth a gun debate. Mm-hmm. What they did is they put the guns themselves into the hands of drug lords in Mexico. 300 people, a birthday party, a bunch of kids were killed, and a beauty queen pageant contestant who won it in Mexico. These people were killed because of this administration. And then all of a sudden you have a Sandy Hook, or you have an Aurora, Colorado, or you have a Columbine. Friends, there was so much around Columbine that was never reported. And then if you do know too much, like the kid that did know too much in Columbine, they put him in a mental ward somewhere. Mm-hmm. So he's incompetent. Yeah. They accuse him of some crime.
Yeah.
You better wake up, friends. You better wake up. When you see this administration committing the crime, and then the next thing you know, they have you in a gun debate, the question is who created the crime?
That's right.
Who does terror work for? That's what you have to ask yourself. It really comes down to common sense, man.
It does. We're just sitting in the restaurant talking about it. There's no other conclusion you can draw from this. As you were talking about the book of Leviticus, where God brings judgment in stages, I will chasten you seven times more. I believe it was Eli Wiesel who wrote a lot of books about that time. Night was one of his popular books, where he wrote about the Jewish persecution through Hitler. And he understood, scripturally speaking, this is what's being applied to us right now. Seven times more I will chastise you. Plain and simple, Joseph Stalin used terror against his own people. It wasn't against anybody else. They divide the strength, and this is what's happening right now. Divide those that are strong in this country, because just like you said, Bradley, who's under attack? Those that are strong, the strength of this country, until they divide themselves. Once they've divided themselves, it's going to take time to regroup and to react to the lies that are going on right now. People will eventually get it around the curve. But then the war comes in next, which unites us on a false premise or circumstances that have already been created and seen through. And I think that's the end here of this Hegelian dialectic. It's the way people make their process. And so does somebody come on the front end?
Folks, does anybody think it's weird that you have the Iranian president asking for a new world order? Is it weird that the Pope's asking for a new world order? Is it weird that this president over in Europe, before he was president, was calling for a new world order? Mm-hmm. How do they do that? They use the system of terror.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Back to the Sons of Liberty.
Coming up with us next on the next segment is Congressman and Representative Trey Gowdy to talk about the Fast and Furious situation as we speak on and also on the heels of Bradley's latest column called Impeach Eric Holder, the Justice Department's Repeat Offender. It was just posted on the Brenner Brief this morning. Find it on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Talking about terror, friends, the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, his motto was United Together in Terror. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Why? He would create the chaos, just like Hitler. They would create the chaos to bring in the new order. Listen to what Condoleezza Rice said, friends. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who? So then, therefore, who is the actor committing the act of terror? They were.
That's right.
What did Hitler do? He used his brown shirts mm-hmm. to create the chaos, and then he would bring in the answer that the people wanted.
Yep.
Well, with a little Hitler and everything that he had to do.
Just a little.
Or he wanted to do
Just
or establish. But he caused terror. Speaking of Stalin again, as he caused terror, he would always blame it on others, not himself. He would blame those in his own government, and then they would disappear. That's
seems,
a direct quote, friends. Food for thought.
You just divide strength. I mean, you always go and you attack the strength. Especially, this is the thing, and they don't ever want people to get their bubbles bursted on this. They are a small minority that can easily be overcome.
Easy.
When people unite.
Yeah, yeah.
But not just in thought. It has to be in action.
Well, they do everything covert-like. But
yes.
Everybody in America seems to know who the covert-like is. Mm-hmm. I've just seen a post here. And it just said that the federal government has made it clear that the American people are their enemy.
Yep. That's who I hear them targeting every day.
I see it. I get it. I see them attacking the American people constantly. It's not a foreign government, friends. Here we are. Do you guys realize that Joseph Mengele, he was a German SS officer, the sickest of the sick. He said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Hitler's regime.
That's a state of curse, man.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to this. Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department, and an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all the surrounding structures until they would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history through his extortive measures. This leads one to ask if he was responsible for starting the fire since he made such gain from them. Mm-hmm. This is history, friends.
Who is it? The dead fish guy, Rahm Emanuel, when he said this statement. People were like, oh, you bludgeon the statement to death that you never let a good crisis go to waste. So if Crassus didn't start the original first fire, when he started to see fire after fire and realized how much he could benefit, do you think he was upset at the fire? Of course not, because then he benefited off of it. We have had generations, decades through this country of how people have identified how war works, how it makes people wealthy and rich. We've identified how terror works and how it makes people wealthy and rich. Oh, yes. And when they have stock shares in the military contracts that they get for products, services, the scanners that go in at the airports, the increased security. But I think it only reflects to our face again, because I saw on that same USA Today, it talked about all these stadiums. They're going to up their security.
We don't have a terror problem without our forefather. Let me give you again. We're talking about food for thought. The father of our Constitution, James Madison, said that a tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise or the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. We're not fighting a foreign enemy without, friends. We're fighting it within.
Yeah.
But do pay attention to China and Russia, because I know I'm right about this, friends. I know it. But when you begin to look at our borders, knowing that they're wide open, there never has been a terror threat. Mm-hmm. And I hope my blogger whack job friends come after me for this one, because if that's the case, why is it that every American is frisked, violated of his Article 4 of the Bill of Rights, every time he gets on an airplane, but the illegal immigrants can walk across the border? You tell me we got a terrorism problem?
Yep.
You have got to be straight out of your mind, dude.
Get amnesty. And you look at this, though, from the spiritual perspective of what we're talking about. This is not just a whistleblower blowing on what's going on politically. The fact is, God is repaying America right to their face. You see all the increased security, the TSA being what? They're being talked about putting them at sports arenas. While we go out and entertain ourselves, that is where the threat is. Where is it surrounded? Around entertainment. Folks, we are bringing this upon ourselves as we turn from God and get into this entertainment theory, because entertainment is nothing but idolatry.
Well, you ever notice that you can have terror? Can you hand me that really quick, please? I'm looking at the top of the paper here. NFL draft preview.
Okay.
Right above terror returns.
That's right.
So it's almost like they want to desensitize the people that say, well, everything's still okay. Everything's still okay. There's a terror return warning out there. By the way, the DHS is now out there calling for a heightened terror threat. But again, friends, you got to keep in mind this administration is actually playing up to your enemies.
That's
and
right.
This is what you probably haven't succumbed to yet, knowing that and everything that he's administered from this illegal criminal administration has been against you and the will of the American people,
right.
according to law.
And all this, some people get all paranoid about this. Listen, all it requires is for us to stand and do right. We have the freedom to do as much right as we possibly want to on a daily basis in this country. And that's where we've come to now, to do right.
I got to give you some quotes here. Paul Watson said, governments, ruling oligarchies, dictatorships, subtle and overt. History, time and time again, creates their own enemies. They need to manufacture enemies to indefinitely hoodwink the real enemy,
right,
the people they govern.
That's right.
Let me give you another one. This is General Douglas MacArthur in 1957. Folks, nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. This is 1957. Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Nothing's changed, friends. except governments. All there that has been like some terrible evil at home or monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it.
Yep.
Folks, General Douglas MacArthur, 1957. They've been playing this out for too long, friends, and you know who they are. That's the bottom line. So who is the bottom line? Who is breaking the law?
That's right.
Who is attacking the law? Who is attacking our republic? That's the enemy, friends. That's all you need to know.
Yep. And, you know, we brought up the point earlier that we need to have an investigation aside from this government of the people. But, see, that's going down the wrong line, too, because when you think about it, that's what the government is supposed to be.
Oh,
representatives
God.
Directly from us, and they obey our objectives and our commands. When they don't, it's not even enough at this point to just impeach and remove. It's enough for them to face the consequences of their crimes, or else we,
crimes
the American
against
people,
the law, friends.
That's right. Or else
yep.
we, the American people, suffer the consequences of no peace, no justice.
H.L. Mencken, listen to this one. The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by them, of course. By menacing it with endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. They don't exist. Friends. I'm not saying you don't have some real enemies out there, friends, but what I am doing is I'm going back in history and I'm giving you quote after quote. Who would know better than General Douglas MacArthur as to what the government was doing due to the fact that he was so high up in government?
Mm-hmm.
He was the head of the military.
Yep.
He knows everything. Mm-hmm. He goes on and he says what he says. Wow. Once the people are terrorized, you can force a police state on them. Wow. Listen to this guy, Daniel Gardner. Fear sells. Fear makes money. The countless companies and consultants in the business of protecting the fearful from whatever they may fear know it only too well. The more fear, the better the sales.
Gosh, and you see it nowadays. You see it nowadays where both sides do that. Both sides realize that. Some people would even monetize off of fear. And if we've gotten debased that much as a society, I say that there's a need for one thing. We place our trust Ooh. And our hope and our confidence in whom? The one who is above all things, that being God.
Tony Benn, former member of British Parliament, listen carefully, friends. He said, quote, unquote, keeping people hopeless and pessimistic. See, I think there are two ways in which people are controlled. First of all, frighten people. And secondly, demoralize
That's right.
them.
That's right.
Listen to what Congressman Jim McDermott rightly said. He said after September 11th, he said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like give up your rights?
Yeah.
A perpetual state of fear, constantly being thrown down on the American people. Oppression, fear. Oppression, fear. Oppression, fear. It's never courage. It's never bravery. It's never valor, which are the very spirit of America. Friends, you need to wake up to what's going on in your country. There is no question as to what's going on in your country today, friends. You are under attack all across the boards. Everything you are, everything you've always been for 237 years is under attack by this administration. You're just not going to get away from it. And, oh, I can just hear some out there say, oh, Bradley, that's pretty radical. Look at the fruit on the tree.
That's what's radical right there. It's the fruit of what's being brought to America on this very platter that it's being served up in right in front of all of our faces. What is the fruit of it? It's not extreme. What's extreme is the fruit, not those that are exposing the fruit or talking about the fruit. And it doesn't get old either. Oh, we've heard this before. That happened a long time ago. Exactly. You drink that Kool-Aid. Nothing's ever going to change. You're going to continue to progress down.
Do you think it's like going to stop by magnifying the crimes committed?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Shame arises from the fear of man. Conscience from the fear of God.
That's right.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was right when he said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. That's what Americans are. Patriots, my friends, are those that uphold dying laws. Not that succumb to what a criminal government administration wants to throw down on you. Like they want to come in and protect you. Protect you from who? Themselves. You've got an administration, friends, that wants to make sure that 3,700 babies a day in the womb are slaughtered. And if that's not good enough, over 241 times this man voted for it. And if that's not good enough, what we'll do is we'll put another doctor in there to make sure the baby's snuffed out. That's the administration you want to put your trust into instead of God? Cursed is that man, the Bible says, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. As promised, we have special guest Congressman Trey Gowdy from South Carolina on the line with us right now. Trey, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you for having me.
You got it. Well, I know it's very busy, and I know a lot is going on down there. We've got one segment here, and I want to really get to the point fast, no pun intended, I guess, on Fast and Furious, but then also with Benghazi. Two issues that you've been taking a forefront on. I know you've been taking some heat. And you know what? The Sons of Liberty love that, because finally somebody is prodding enough to get real answers. But I do have a question, Trey. And my question is this. Benghazi, also Fast and Furious, why does it come to a certain point and then there's a stalemate? Is there nothing the people's representatives can do to enforce this, I would call it, an act of defiance to the American people? How is this man not in jail right now? Speaking of Eric Holder.
Well, let's take them separately. Let's deal with Benghazi first. And I am thrilled to report to you that I share the same cynicism and skepticism that you and most of your listeners have.
Amen.
But I promised my district that Benghazi would not go away. And it ebbs and flows, and there's a hearing, and then Secretary Clinton goes off on her farewell tour, and then folks stop me all the time back home and say, "What's going on with Benghazi. And I decided this week that I was going to find out. And I've found out in a way without getting into House parliamentarianism a whole lot. I'll just say, suffice it to say, I convinced enough of my like-minded friends like Jason Chaffetz and Jimmy Jordan and others to send a message to our House folks this week. And I had two conversations with members of leadership on the floor of the House within the past hour about Benghazi. There are going to be more hearings. It's not going away. And I'm not going to let it go away. If I have to wind up voting no on other bills that have nothing to do with Benghazi, just to make my point, I said it the first hearing we had. We have four murdered Americans. We have government representatives who lied to us. And if we can't get animated and exercised about that, we have no business being in Congress. So Benghazi, while admittedly there's been a lull, in information, there are a handful of guys in the Senate, namely Lindsey Graham, who's been banging the Benghazi drum. And I'm not just saying that because he's from South Carolina. He talks about Benghazi more than anyone else in the Senate. And Chaffetz talks about it in the House, and Jimmy Jordan and others. And what I tried to do this week is give my like-minded friends an avenue by which to express themselves. And there, we are not finished with Benghazi. Now, let me pivot to Fast and Furious, which is shorter because it's tied up in court. If you remember, we sent a subpoena to Eric Holder, which he did not comply with, and he invoked executive privilege. And we wound up having to take the unprecedented step of holding him in contempt of Congress.
Can I stop you there for one second. When Eric Holder refused to hand over and he claimed this executive privilege, was he not backed by this president right now, Barack Hussein Obama, to do that fact?
Was he backed?
Yes, was he backed? Was he supported by this president? In other words, nothing is going to happen. Because, I mean, let's face it, these guys are in charge of administering the justice. And if Eric Holder knows that the president isn't going to react to this and that they're going to thumb their nose at Congress, and forgive me for being brash here, but I know no other way to be, then wouldn't that embolden him even more to take the actions that he has, knowing it's going to get caught up in the judicial system?
Well, it's hard to be more emboldened than making recess appointments to the NLRB, which a unanimous court struck down, and you still maintain that they're valid appointments.
That's right.
An HHS mandate that violates the First Amendment. I mean, I can list. I mean, Fast and Furious is one in a list of executive branch overreach examples. So, what do you do when the legislative branch and the executive branch have a difference of opinion? We can cut the money, and several of us had bills to cut DOJ funding because of a failure to comply with Fast and Furious. Or you can go to the third branch, which shockingly Alexander Hamilton worried would not be powerful enough, and that's the judicial branch.
That's right. You know what? I want to bring up the Federalist Papers right there,
sure,
if you don't mind me stopping you for a second.
No, go right ahead.
The Constitution prescribes an antidote for this. This is the reality. There is such thing in Article 2, Section 4 as impeachment. And you know, people are very scared to step out onto those waters because, well, we may not get the support. I think it's more of a message sent. It shouldn't just be a scarecrow. There should be some life in those lungs. This high crimes and misdemeanors portion of that clause, this deals with, in the Federalist Papers, real criminality, breaking of law, the abuses of power. You just said, you listed off a handful, and I know you've got them written down, Trey, and they're in memory.
No, they're in my memory. I wish I had them written down. They're emblazoned in my mind.
Amen. So there it is. So there has been this abuse of power. According to the Federalist Papers, and this is Alexander Hamilton speaking it, now the next step to me is impeachment. There's some criminality involved in this as well. I don't want to just see them out of office. But for one thing is for certain, I believe that we can, constitutionally, take that step. And I heard that there's a little bit of traction coming on this as well.
I don't mean to throw cold water on what you've heard, because your sources may very well be better than mine. I heard more conversation about it 6 months ago with respect to Holder and Fast and Furious. We struggled to get 218 votes on a resolution of disapproval. So, you know, as you well know and know better than I, the House impeaches, the Senate tries, and if you can't get 218 votes for a mere resolution of disapproval, and I've heard a variety of explanations that, you know, what good is it to have Joe Biden as the president? That wouldn't be any more palatable. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
I was going
to
say I think you'd have a puppy dog, and you know what? It wouldn't be necessarily bad. I understand that. I think we excuse ourselves away from real action. The point is, when somebody breaks a crime, we can think of all the excuses we want, but they're not going to learn their lesson, nor will future leaders learn their lesson if they can continue to persist in their, let's call it what it is, Trey, criminality, because you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. That is the law of the land. When you break the law, you are now a criminal, which is why we have this issue of him being in contempt. I love the good news on Benghazi. I love the drive that you have and the spirit you have, Trey. You have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, well, definitely millions of Americans, backing you on that spearhead. And I want to encourage you to keep that spear moving forward. But I do want to see some type of resolve happening in there. I understand 218 votes isn't a lot. When it originally voted for contempt, it was 255, wasn't it?
Well, that was contempt. And we actually picked up some Democrats. Paul Gosar initially had a resolution 17. Of disapproval way back when. And and we couldn't get 218 votes on a resolution of disapproval. Yes, the actual contempt, but keep in mind, and this is why people don't like lawyers and they don't like members of Congress. There are people who voted for the contempt, not agreeing at all that Holder had done anything wrong with Fast and Furious. They just said, you can't not turn over documents to Congress. So you could, in theory, have people who voted to hold him in contempt that still are saying, I don't know whether he did anything wrong or not. I'm just saying you didn't give us the information.
Let me ask you one question here, because we're kind of winding down here. And, you know, secondly, we're going to be, and I hope to see you, we're going to be in South Carolina here in the month of June.
Good. Where are you going to be?
Well, we've got some different dates. We usually don't blast them out right away.
Oh, okay. So I didn't mean to ask.
To the date. No, that's okay. That's totally fine.
Forgive
we're in
me for
Florida
asking.
Right now. No, that's okay, Trey.
Well, if I can help you, South Carolina, let me know.
I most definitely will. We'll be reaching out to you for sure. In this situation, then, with Benghazi, I'm sorry, Fast and Furious, is it not possible that if everything rolls sluggish on this, I know we've chosen to take the court method, but how about the Capitol Police? Because this has been told to me before. Congress has a law enforcement agency within Congress. Can they take some type of an action to maybe even get the documents themselves?
Yes. Well, there are three ways to enforce the contempt. One is to go the U.S. Attorney Office route, which obviously within 15 minutes of us passing the resolution, the U.S. Attorney in the District of Columbia said he wasn't going to do it. The second route is the judicial route, which we're going now. The third route is called the inherent powers of Congress, where the Speaker, in theory, could direct that the Sergeant of Arms for the House, not the Capitol Police, but the Sergeant at Arms for the House, go seize the person, whether it's Daryl Issa, me, Eric Holder, whomever, and present them to the House. I don't know that that's been done, and I still don't know that you
don't. It would
don't.
Be a precedent. It would be a precedent. I hate to cut you off. Gowdy.house.gov. Folks, find these updates. Stand behind this man and stand behind those that are serving you, the people. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.